Right, it's the hit list, and on the show tonight we have Jade. Hi, Jade.
Hello, hi. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Feel good. I feel weird. It's all happening, finally.
I was going to say, this must be very different for you. Your song's about to obviously be streamed by all your fans. We're about to play it on the radio. How does this all feel?
It's quite overwhelming, to be honest. I feel like I've waited a long time for this moment, and now that we're here, I'm like, I don't really know what to do with myself, but I'm very, very happy that the music's out there for the fans to hear.
You say there it's a long time coming. You're the final member of Little Mix to release your debut song. What took you so long, Jade? What? Why the wait?
I think I just needed the time to sort of evolve as my own artist. Obviously, Little Mix was so huge, and I loved it, and I loved what we did so much that I had to kind of condition myself how to write just for myself, like with my own concepts, my own sound. Also, it was quite nice after that craziness, 11 years of just working constantly. It was nice to have a little bit of normality before getting into this. I think I needed that. It gave me a good headspace for my own stuff. But it's been really cool, like seeing other girls and what they've come out with and supporting them. I think it's exciting for the fans that we're all very different solo artists.
You mentioned there a bit about normality. I'd love to know, Jade. I ask this question to quite a few people who are just like, I'm chilling today, I'm not doing much. But I know as an artist, you're always thinking of ideas to write a new song or to get into the studio. It's like having an itch and you need to itch it. So what does normality look like for you? What have you been getting up to in this time that you've had between obviously Little Mix and your final show and now obviously getting in the studio completing your debut solo single?
Well, I think, like you say, as a creative, your mind's always sort of ticking. So, I've done many, many writing sessions in this time. I've written hundreds of songs. So it's been a bit of a process kind of whittling down the favourites. But I'd say my normality is like, for me, the perfect day off is like making a Sunday roast, walking the dogs, picking up the poo, and just, feeling like I've got a home. I finally was able to like get a house after Little Mix because I never had time to like find one. it's been a good sort of couple of years of, just settling into myself and my own home and spending time with family and friends. Because as we all know, once you get going in this pop star life, it all just, you don't see anyone and you're working full out. So I'm excited. I'm ready for this now.
If you've just got your first house or your new house, be honest, Jade, you've just spent the last couple of years watching Mrs. Hinch videos, haven't you?
A lot of TikToks about how to do grown-up things, man. I feel like in the group, you're so conditioned like to obviously be looked after quite a lot. And I just had like an apartment at the time, like a base to drop everything out when I was on tour or whatever. So once I moved in a house, I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then all of a sudden it was like, how does the heating work? How do I do the plumbing? How do I tidy up after myself? How do I cook? So I feel like I've had to learn to do all these boring adult things like later on in life, but I absolutely love it, to be honest. And it's just nice like having a garden and stuff, but it's actually helped me creatively as well, I think, because I've been at peace. It's meant that I can really push myself with my songwriting and stuff, where, before it would always be like, while you're on tour or getting off a plane, there's a session the next day. There's been a lot more time for me to have that creative freedom. So I'm grateful for that.
Amazing. And you mentioned earlier on about the girls. You've been supporting both Perry and Leanne on their solo adventures. And I've been seeing in your comments on Instagram, whenever you post up about the new song or you post a teaser, they've both been showing you so much love and support. Have the girls heard, did they hear the track before it was released?
Yes. So I went to Lee's house recently and I played her some music. I went to see her and the kids. She was loving it. It's like, it's a weird thing because I think during this whole process, we kind of didn't really show each other what we're doing. I think we needed that like time apart. We were joined at the hip for years. We saw each other more than with our family, our friends. So we had literally had to learn to exist without each other. So I think that was really healthy. But now that we're all, we've got our music out and we're supporting each other, that'll just never end. Like, they're my family and I'm so proud of what they're doing. And I just think that's a really beautiful thing. Like, that friendship was never going to end. That sounds so cheesy, but it's true.
But I bet when you've got that, like, for me, like with my friends, like who I would say are more my brothers and my best friends, for you girls, you must be like sisters. So you must be itching to, like, all of you guys get front row of each other's concerts and to cheer each other on. You must just be so proud of each other, you know, standing up tall and going at it alone, because it's very different right now, you know, not having them both sat next to you. It's a totally different world, isn't it?
It's really strange. I've noticed that, like, not so much in radio, but when you do like a TV interview or whatever, and you have these girls next to you and you're like bantering with each other, because, you know, like some of those rooms are quite silent because it's on camera or whatever. So I'm trying to like crack a joke and then I look around and just no one's there to feed off or like laugh with me. Or that's kind of like the hardest part, I think, is we really bounced off each other's energy. But yeah, like you said, they're sisters, and I'm so unbelievably proud of them. Like, I'm bursting with pride when I watch them do their first shows and stuff like that. I get like secondhand nerves as well. I get anxious when I see that they're doing a big performance or whatever. Because I care about them so much. And, you know, we knew this was always going to happen. So it's just about adapting to this new era.
Have they given you any advice about this moment now where you're releasing your own track? Because obviously they've done it before.
Yeah, so we were always talking on our group chat, giving each other advice, reaching out to each other when we're feeling like a bit worried or a bit nervous about things. And I think the advice is just to literally embrace it and enjoy it. Like, we've worked so hard for so long. We all deserve this moment on our own now. But it's funny, like, I had my first sort of solo dinner launch thing a couple of weeks ago by myself, and I messaged him. I was like, help me. Because we were just so used to it. We'd go to events and we'd just sit there eating the free bread, like chatting to each other and not socializing with anybody else. So I really need to learn to, like, just be a bit more of a social butterfly and be better at that. So they've been helping me with stuff like that, for sure.
I'll tell you what, that was one of my favourite things about the first time I ever went to Cheesecake Factory, was that you get free bread on the table. I think free bread in a restaurant is underrated.
Honestly, that bread at that restaurant, Cheesecake Factory, my God. You know, once I ordered it when I went over there on like some website, and they sent me like 5 baguettes of that bread because it was so unreal. Dying. And I tried to carry it home with me and everything from the US. That's how addicted I was to that bread.
Out of all the things that I thought I would bond with Jade on today during this interview, I would never have thought it'd be Cheesecake Factory bread. But there we are. It is unique. Yeah.
This is the Hit List. KMFM. This is the Hit List. KMFM.
Come on then, let's talk about it. The debut solo single from Jade, it's called Angel of My Dreams. Do you know what I love about this? You vocally showcase just so many different styles on this tune. It must have taken some planning to bring this concept
it
together.
Did. Well, yeah, it did. But you say that, but to be fair, it was written in one day. So I wrote the song over a year ago now with producer Mike Sabbath, who's incredible. He did all of the Ray album. Pablo Bowman, who I've worked with a bunch, and Steph Jones, who just did Espresso with Sabrina. So, you know, it was a bit of a dream team. And Pablo basically said in the session when we first got there, do you remember that you've always tried to sample Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw? And I was like, that's so weird you say that, because it was literally written in my notes as a concept to write about. So that's kind of how Angel started. I felt like the title Puppet on a String was so right for the kind of concept of the song, which is about my kind of love-hate relationship with the music industry. I wanted it to sound like a love letter to someone, but it's about the industry itself. Like you say, there's so many different like genres and tempos. It's a very much Frankenstein pop song. And I think for my first solo single, I really wanted to kind of not play it safe and do something a bit more experimental, kind of surprise people. And so that's kind of how Angel of My Dreams was born. And to be honest, I really didn't think the label would like it. I thought they'd be like, this is insane, get back in the studio and have another go. but they were just like, wow, like this is so refreshing. And so there it was. I knew the moment we wrote that song that it was the first single.
The thing that I took off of the teaser was that you mentioned at the start of that clip that you wanted to do a track to be a Frankenstein mashup, and you mentioned it there again. So was it always the intention to create something, you know, quite different to what we'd expect from you guys as Little Mix?
Yeah, I think in the band, you know, we had such a sort of perfect formula of what songs to do for so long. We knew I could go in the studio and I could write a little mix song straight away, and it was always the same, you know, female empowerment and those kind of concepts, which I adored. But I knew that for my own stuff, I had to branch out of that and push myself, push the boundaries a bit more, do the unexpected. And I do want the fans to feel like they're literally listening to me finding myself and experimenting with my sound. I think that's really exciting. Like, as a pop fan myself, when I look at my favourite artists, it's the ones who aren't afraid to, like, do something different or, yeah, just experiment. So that's what I wanted to do for my own stuff.
And what about the music video? It looks like you had so much fun recording that.
Yes, me on Deptford High Street, living my best life. Yeah, I wanted it to feel really British, but also like big pop girly moment at the same time. It was a 4-day shoot, so, you know, the budget was budgeting. There was a lot to do. It's a big sort of narrative-led video, and the director, Old Perry, has just been incredible to work with. It was such a good collaboration. Again, for my own first look, I had to find someone that really... You do want to find someone that loves the song as much as you do. Do you know what I mean? That's half the battle, because then they'll go above and beyond to create the best video that you can. So, yeah, and there's loads of little Easter eggs in there. Like, I'm wearing my South Shields FC scarf. there's the Angel of the North in the background. There's so many little, bits for the fans to, like, delve into. And it's the kind of video where you have to watch it over and over again because it's so chaotic. It's as chaotic as the song. So, you know, you blink and you miss it, which I think is a good thing.
Now, I know we're all in the Angel of My Dreams world at the moment, but as you said, this was written about a year ago. I know there'll be a song number two in mind. I've got to ask this question, Jade. Are there any hints as to how quickly we may get that? And what is it going to sound like, do you think, compared to Angel of My Dreams? Is this the type of sound you're going for with your flexibility and creativity? Or, you know, will you put it back? Like, where do you think you'll go next?
I think I want to show, like, versatility as an artist. So there's definitely a lot in that world, but there's so much more in the album. But I feel like the fans have waited so long for this music that once this first song's out, I just want to, like, bombard them with stuff. So they need to just keep their eyes and ears out because, there's always going to be something around the corner. I'm already kind of decided on single two. And it's very different to Angel, but again, it's an experimental song. I'm really excited for everyone just to hear it all, to be honest, and see what they all think.
It's really exciting. Seeing as this is your debut single, I've created a bit of a game that I'd like us to play, if that's all right.
Love a game.
Perfect. The winner gets some Cheesecake Factory bread, all right? Can we make that happen?
Say no more.
It's called Thirsty because we're thirsty for the goss and we want to know all about your thirsts, okay? Seeing as you're releasing your first solo single, I thought this would be perfect to learn a bit more about you as you. So how far back can you remember things? Because I think now, like, back to school and I can't remember a thing. So have you got a good memory?
I mean, my boyfriend tells me that my memory is horrific, so this is going to be fun.
Well, look, it's all about your first, so I expect these would be quite memorable. So let's start with the first one. What was the first concert you went to?
Oh, I know this. It was called, like, Once in a Lifetime, and basically my mum forced me at this concert. It was, like, Donny Osmond... David Essex. It was like all these kind of heartthrobs of the 80s or 70s, whatever. And I remember it well because I was so bored that I bopped into the glow stick and it went all over my mouth and I had to go home early. And my mum was furious with me.
Well, we know where the next sample's coming from. Donny Osmond and Jade. It might be in the world.
You heard it here first. Yeah.
What about your first holiday?
Oh, first holiday was probably Benidorm. You know, it has to be. We got the coach from South Shields to Benidorm. I remember it well because I still can smell the vomit from all the kids that were travel sick on the bus. And we actually always stayed at the hotel. It was so cute because I lived in like a little cul-de-sac and so all of the street would pitch in to go on holiday together. So, and they all knew I could sing, so we'd go to Benidorm and I'd go to all the karaoke bars. And I'd always sing She's the One by Robbie Williams and we'd get euros back. So so that we could afford the holiday the next year.
That's brilliant. What about first night out with the Little Mix Girls? Let's stay on the night out theme. Can you remember that?
Oh my gosh. Well, that would have been when Wings went to number one. We went out in like the West End of London and it felt really starry, you know, all the sort of bars that came out with the champagne and the sparklers and all that stuff. And we had a Wings number one cake. So that felt really special.
Oh, amazing. And what about first celebrity encounter? Did you have any celebrity encounters before like X Factor, before Little Mix?
Yes, actually. So I auditioned for a competition once. I think it was called like Festival of Stars or something like that. And Darius from Pop Stars was...
No.
Yeah, he was one of the judges. And I'll never forget it because I went on stage and I was so nervous that I ran off crying. And then Darius came to get me backstage and was like, come back on, I promise you can do this. He was so unbelievably lovely, honestly. And then I went back on stage and sang. And it was my first encounter with a celebrity. And I remember just thinking, what a beautiful human. And obviously he's no longer with us, sadly. But I saw him again, like 8 years later, once I'd made it. I randomly seen him at an airport in LA. And he was like, I remember you from that competition. I was like, wow, what a full circle moment.
Oh, amazing.
Quite a special one. So there you go.
Better than mine. I was in year six at school and for some reason, Scooch came down. You know, like flying the flag from Eurovision.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I went to a performing arts school in South Shields and one of the members of Scooch was the one that run it. Yeah. Yeah.
Jake, we've got so much in common.
He's from South Shields. I know. We should be best friends.
I mean, you said it. That wasn't me putting the pressure on. Let's do one more, shall we, Jade? Let's do one more. What about, because we always ask this question, we do something called pop anthems. So we play the biggest, you know, old school tunes, 90s, noughties and 2010s. What about the first song you owned? What was the first song you owned? Can you remember?
Ooh, I think the first song I owned... I've probably been asked this over the years and I've probably said a different song every time. But what comes to mind is Aqua, just their first record with like Dr. Jones. Do you remember that song?
Yes. Yes.
What a banger.
Aqua has so many hits. Yeah. They were underrated. And do you know who else underrated? We had a festival recently and down here and Venga Boys came down. And it was only when they performed that you realised how many hits they had.
Oh, they were incredible. They would have been one of the first two for sure. And like Venga Boys Are Coming, Boom Boom Boom, which is filth, by the way. But when I was a child, I had no idea, so I was singing along the top of my lungs. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, look, Jade, that's the first time, probably the last time we'll play Firsty. But there we go. I think we can see if we can sort Jade out some Cheesecake Factory bread, can't we, producer Ian? We can see if that's importable. I mean, I don't know.
Please do. That would be lovely.
I don't know what it'd be like.
It probably will age well. The bread over there has got so much sugar in. I don't think it goes out of date, so it should be all right.
I was going to say, I don't know what it's going to be like when it hits your doorstep, but hey ho, we can try. Jade, best of luck with the debut single. We think it sounds amazing, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon when we get towards the second one, eh?
Yes, thank you so much. I'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Jade. Thank you.
Bye.